Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And the story of you and me in the back studio doing a rare recorded interview. Normally we prefer them to be live. And I said, Mr. Mandaloni, he goes, please call me Barry. And I said, well, anytime we have a musical artist on the show, we always ask them to sing a song for us. And I thought he was just going to do it a cappella.
Yeah, would you mind playing us a little Mandy?
And I said, he goes, what song do you want to hear? And I said, I was like a little kid. You know, I'm like,
Mandy.
Will you play Mandy for me? And he goes, no problem. And then we hear the piano.
The piano starts. I about fell down.
And I looked over at you and I go, he's at his piano. And he played Mandy for us.
So good.
It was so great. 913-586-7798. There is no denying the gigantic, seismic news that came out of Topeka today that the Kansas City Chiefs are moving to Kansas City, Kansas. And that will occur by 2031. That's when their lease expires out at Truman. New stadium is to be built in Western Wyandotte County out by the Legends. Let's go to Jeff in Grandview. Jeff, good afternoon. Hello.
What's up, my people? How you doing?
What's great up, Jeff? Show. Oh, thank you, man.
You guys are doing a great job with our show.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us.
All I want to say is, look, and I must say, at the very beginning of this, when they were talking last week when we heard that they were going to go to Topeka, I kind of felt this way, too. I was like, How are you going to do this to your county, to your people? But your show, you guys made a statement, you made a couple comments that changed my mind. And now I'm like to the point where I'm tired of hearing people say this. I am so tired of listening to both Jackson Countyites and Kansas City, Missourians going, oh, I'm never going to watch a game again. Let us remember a few facts you cannot deny. Number one, when the stadium was set up in the first place, they said they were going to build the area up. That never happened.
That's true.
Never, ever. I literally live 2 miles from the stadium. I could walk out my door and walk to the stadium right now. They never built it up. That's number one. Number two, we did not vote to be taxed some more money when the vote came up. Everybody knows what I'm talking about as far as the tax. And it wasn't even a full cent. I'm correct about that, right? It wasn't even a full cent.
No, it was not.
Okay. So let's see if I get this straight. If I gave you one penny for every day of the year, I still would not be giving you a full $5. And yet we couldn't even vote back to continue, not to start, but to continue. And then people want to get upset. And then my final piece, my piece de resistance is Buffalo, this is where you guys come in, because you were the ones that brought this to my attention. And I went back and looked at the research. Buffalo Stadium is not in Buffalo.
Correct.
The 49ers Stadium is not in San Francisco. You can literally go through almost, half or more of the stadium?
It's a third. Jeff, it's a third of NFL teams do not play in the city that bears their name.
Exactly. My Chiefs, I watched in 1991, I watched Marty Schottenheimer while I was, right after I got out of boot camp, The only thing that we could do in training was watch football. That was the one thing we could do. And I watched Marty Schottenheimer take our team to the playoffs many years. I will die a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and I don't care if they're on this side of the state line or the other side of it, as long as they don't go to Topeka.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, Jeff, thank you for the call. And I'm going to say this. I agree with everything Jeff said except the shot at the voters in Jackson County. The voters in Jackson County were handed a turd during a time that the property tax debacle was happening. Mm-hmm. Anyone listening, if your property taxes had just jumped 700% and you were looking at losing your home or neighbors were looking at losing their homes, and then the county said to you and said, here, trust us, we want you to pass this to fund in billions the stadiums, no one listening would have voted yes to that. It was the wrong time. It was the wrong campaign the wrong time historically because of the piss poor leadership at the Jackson County Executive's office.
With a lack of transparency. And I don't think you just throw Frank White under the bus. I do think Quentin Lucas deserves a little bit of the blame because the original plan was to build the new Kauffman Stadium on the east side of downtown. 3 weeks before the vote, out of nowhere, comes this idea of let's put Kauffman Stadium in the crossroads. And
you remember the business owners went, whoa, 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 wait.
What are you talking
what?
About? Where are you going to put it, right? By the way, the Chargers and the Rams don't play in Los Angeles. They play in Inglewood, California. The Giants and Jets don't even play in the state of New York. They play in New Jersey. Bob on the west side. Bob, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So I made you laugh Friday afternoon when I said the Chiefs weren't going to Topeka to sightsee. So I'm going to try for two for two. Okay. I say the Bonner Springs Chiefs.
The Bonner Springs Chiefs?
Come on, it's right there.
I'm not loving the Bonner Springs Chiefs.
Oh. All right. I tried.
It won't even be in Bonner Springs.
Well... And if the announcers pronounce it wrong, then it goes bad.
So okay, all right,
That is true.
All right, there you go. You just got to laugh. Good job. Tony in South Kansas City. Tony, hello.
Well, I think it's very easy to say that the accumulation of your comments, Dana's comments, and some of the callers could be summed up as reasons for them going to Kansas. But I think ultimately it's the inept people of Jackson County legislature that can't get their act together, and as Dana said, try to pass an additional tax when they quadruple, in some cases, taxes of people were losing their homes. And even this year, there are people who, as of yet, as far as I know, have not received their property tax for 2025. And if they don't have internet, the office closes on the 26th of December. So if they wait till the week of New Year's, they'll have to pay the January upgrade to how much their taxes are going to be.
Tony, do appreciate the call. Apparently, we do have some audio from Bob Fesco interviewing Clark Hunt. But if I'm not mistaken, Jason, it runs over 7 minutes. So we'll take the break, and then we'll carry the interview with Bob Fesco and Clark Hunt on the other side of the break. John in Kansas City. Hello, John.
Scott, Dana, good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
I'm from Arlington, Texas, the home of the Dallas Cowboys now. Mm-hmm. Dallas Cowboys have been around for, about 65 years. They've only played 10 years in Dallas. They played about 35 years in Irving and probably one of the worst locations you'd ever see because they never built anything up. But when Arlington built their stadium, they're right down the street from the Texas Rangers. That entire area called Randall Mill Parkway is nothing but shops and entertainment. And it's unfortunate that the Chiefs have to move to be able to get that. They've been in that stadium for a long time. They never built the area up, and I really think that's the tragedy.
I do too, John, and there's going to be so much ink spilled all over all of this, but whose fault is it that area, quote, was never built up? you know, I'm sure the Chiefs would say, we're a football organization. We're not an entertainment conglomerate.
And let's be honest, if the Chiefs weren't going to own the development that went up around the stadium, why do they care?
Right.
If you're going to buy a burger, if you're going to buy a beer, they'd probably prefer that you buy a $12 beer inside Arrowhead Stadium than you do over at Applebee's across the street. There's only one way that an entertainment district around a stadium works, and that's if the team owns the district.
Yep.
And they make money off of the district. I guarantee you, the Chiefs and the Royals couldn't care less that that area was not developed. They couldn't, because every dollar you would drop outside of their stadium is a dollar you're not going to drop inside of their stadium. So the less development out there for them, the better. You know, I mean, who goes to that Taco Bell? Except people right after the game
who need
diarrhea.
Maybe slightly intoxicated.
Nobody goes to that Taco Bell sober. That's a fact, Jack. And the Denny's, which I think is burnt down, there literally are only four businesses that I can name. Let me think. Hang on. You have the Fellowship of Christian Athletes across the street.
Yes.
Across I-70.
The gas station,
Taco Bell, burned down Denny's. Ooh.
There's always that little tent with people selling knockoff merch.
Okay.
Bob the knockoff merch guy.
Knockoff merch tent. I mean, tell me one other business that's out there. There are homes right next to the stadium.
Yep.
How did those not get bought out and somebody put up a Applebee's or a Chili's or back in the day a TGI Fridays? 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
What a day it has been. One of the biggest news stories, this isn't hyperbole, one of the biggest news stories in Kansas City history, where the Kansas City, Missouri Chiefs announced today they will become the Kansas City, Kansas Chiefs. Announcing that they are moving out towards the Legends, and that news conference was carried here live at 3 o'clock.
Audience, by the way, Scott, split right down the middle. We never had a doubt that that would be the case. The mayor called today a setback, a loss.
It's an embarrassment for Kansas City, Missouri.
But I want to remind everybody, there were some diamonds in the rough today. If you really look, if you're upset about today's news— the world-class facility that they will be building just to our west will bring in 20,000 jobs and $4 billion in economic impact. That's just the construction. That will draw workers from the entire region.
The Chiefs also moving their headquarters and their training facility to the city of Olathe. Now, where, we do not know. My best guess is it's going to be right at the convergence of K-10 and K-7. There's some open land out there, but man, I don't know where else in Olathe they would put it. There was also talk of maybe putting the headquarters and training facility in Shawnee. I can only think of one location in Shawnee where they could have put it. It would have been roughly between 75th and 83rd Street on K7.
Olathe won out.
Let's go to Mel in Shawnee. Mel, hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. I know that some people are upset that it's coming from Missouri to Kansas, but let's think about the St. Louis Cardinals, the St. Louis Rams. Mm-hmm. They could have, Hunt could have just moved it to Colorado or something. So, I mean, if we're just talking maybe 30 miles, that's not a big deal to me.
Well, or Nashville, Mel, was a very real possibility.
Actually, Nashville would not be. Nashville is a possibility for the Royals, not for the Chiefs because of the Titans. And they already have a football team there. But I think Nashville is a serious threat to Kansas City for the Royals. I don't ever see the Chiefs going to St. Louis. They don't have the football infrastructure that would be necessary. They don't have a new stadium. There's no talk of building a new stadium in St. Louis. I'm even struggling to think of any city right now that has even begun preemptive construction of a football stadium to try to lure a team away. And if they were to try to lure a team away, it would probably be from one of the cities that have two teams, i.e., Los Angeles or New York.
Did you also notice, if you read between the lines of what Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota said, what we have heard from Mayor Quentin Lucas, that, quote, if this thing goes south, if it doesn't turn out to be everything the Chiefs think it will be, Missouri is still here.
I heard it. I don't
More than once they have said that. And I said this to Scott during a break, you guys, and this is back to the Royals for a minute. Missouri and all of the elected leaders in Missouri now need to be solely laser focused
absolutely
on protecting the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shiny object over here. Well, what if this doesn't work out west? It is going to work out. The decision was made. It was inked. They shook hands. The announcement was made. I don't think they have the extra effort, a shred of it to spare, Scott. Or they're going to lose the Royals to Kansas, too.
Yeah, a lot of people have been texting in this afternoon. How come in Missouri they get to vote on whether they want a team, and in Kansas we didn't? The reason is, it's quite simple. It did not require an increase in taxes. The money that is being used to, and Laura Kelly and the state legislature set this up a handful of years ago. What they're doing is peeling off some of the money that comes in from gambling.
Yeah.
And they set it aside, and it was to expire on January 1st. So the Chiefs and the state of Kansas had to make a move before January 1st, or the offer was going to expire. And the money is literally, it's a little kitty that they set aside, and the money does not come from taxes. It comes from gambling. Whether it's, I can't remember if it's through the state lottery. Is it
sports.
Online sports betting? Okay,
sports.
All right.
That's why Governor Kelly is a visionary. She put this stuff into motion how many years ago, Scott?
Three or four years ago, she started talking about, hey, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we got one of the major league franchises from Kansas City, Missouri? And I think there was a risk with potentially putting it on the ballot as a sales tax increase or something like that. And so they said, well, you know what? Let's just take it off of the top of some of the gambling money that we get through online sports betting, or I think you're right, Dana, through online sports betting or through just gambling like at Hollywood Casino or whatever. Gary in Kansas City. Gary, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking.
First off, I'm happy that they're going to remain in the area. We hope both of them are.
And Gary, can I interrupt you for just a second? This is something that I mentioned to Dana off air. If there is, you know, and I understand where people in Missouri are going to be upset about this news today. People in Kansas are probably going to be thrilled. Okay. But one thing that this does is ensure that the Kansas City Chiefs remain in the Kansas City Metro
for generations
through at least 2061.
Yes.
Well, I'll be dead. I'm not worried about it.
I'll be dead too.
By then, Gary, none of us are going to be worried about it.
Well, we hope you do. I don't know. Maybe you can make it.
Go ahead with your point, though, Gary.
Okay, here's my point. This is a problem that St. Louis and Kansas City both have. We're on the state line. All our wealthy people, and are really the people that should be leading things, have jumped across, left the people in Kansas City to decay. And the same way in St. Louis, they moved west, made a bunch of cities, many, many cities there, bordering St. Louis, used to be the sixth most populous city in the country. And so we should have 1.3 million or something just in Kansas City, Missouri. And the rivers and people jumping and leaving, it's just too bad. And this is one more thing that's happened.
Yeah. All right. Quick clarification. I just got a text from State Senator Jeff Klemp, who was on the program with us earlier today. He's from Leavenworth, and he represents the area around the Legends Complex. He said, just FYI, most of the money that the state is chipping in, okay, most of the money is coming from star bonds, third-party bond holders, not taxpayers, and only a portion is coming from the betting fund. So the majority of the money that the state is ponying up, and I think in the interview with Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan, when he was interviewing with Clark Hunt said 60% of the money is coming from the state, 40% is coming from the Hunt family. Senator Klemp just said most of the money from the state is coming from star bonds, third-party bondholders, not taxpayers.
Remember, he said during our interview with him earlier in the program, that move to get the money from the star bonds, Scott, quote, keeps taxpayer money out of it. Mm-hmm. And I would also like to remind everyone asking, what are we going to call this thing? He said that there is a real possibility the name will stay the same. That, quote, there is a real story to be told in retaining the name. And because they've gone about this in the way that they have without touching the taxpayer dollars, maybe it is less likely that we get some big corporate name slapped on top of it.
Or we can just call it the Laura Kelly Arena Stadium.
Sounds good to me.
I think it would be nice. But don't you think ultimately that's up to the team, what they name the stadium?
It depends on who owns it. You know, that's one of the Dave Helling said earlier. Who owns it?
That's a great question. Who does own it? If the state is chipping in 60%, the Hunt family is chipping in 40%, who owns the stadium? My guess would be that the state would technically, and I'm spitballing here, just kind of like the Jackson County Sports Complex. They lease those stadiums to the Chiefs and the Royals. Now, it is for a penny, basically.
You know how many lawyers have to be involved in this negotiation? A lot.
A lot. 913-586-7798. JR, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll be done quickly.
Okay.
I think Johnson County residents are going to be really excited, but the problem is going to be by the time the Chiefs move, Mahomes is only going to have 5 years left. I mean, you're going to be looking at the tail end of Mahomes' career by the time that new stadium gets built over there. Is the state of Kansas going to be thrilled if the Chiefs start to suck again? And we're, you know, like a newer version of the Cleveland Browns. Who knows?
I think you're being generous when you say that he has 5 years left when they move. That would make him 42 when he retires.
Aaron Rodgers is like 90. We talked about this the other day.
And the Steelers won again last night.
Just saying.
There's still plenty of room in the bandwagon. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright. That guy over there is Jason filling in today for Sam. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Welcome on back to the program. I don't know if this day feels like 5 minutes or 5 hours. I can't decide.
Oh, you're right. We're going to close out with his music tonight.
Favorite song in the wide world.
Chris Rea, R-A-E, or check that, R-E-A, has died today. What was his big hit?
Fool If You Think It's Over.
Fool If You Think It's Over, that's right.
Oh my God, I love this song. I found out because Will Starrett, Wink Starrett, huge soft rock fan, tagged me in his post today and said, I'm so sorry to see that he has passed. He is the singer of Dana Wright's favorite song. And that is true.
I'll be darned. Let's go to Steve in Johnson County. Steve, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
God. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
It's so good to share some wonderful Arrowhead memories with you today. It's kind of a bittersweet news day.
It is bittersweet.
You know, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to enjoy a game in a dome sometime in the future. Some of my wettest and coldest memories are at Arrowhead. I'm sure a lot of people remember the Monsoon Bowl back in 99.
Yes.
And all those below-freezing playoff games and critical games to get us to some great Super Bowl memories. So I just hope everybody in the Metro can remember, you know, those great times and embrace change, because it's going to be fabulous. And I really am thankful for the Kansas governor and legislature to have the vision to pull this funding together and give the Chiefs this opportunity. It's going to be a great thing for the state of Kansas. And I hope Kansas City really works hard to keep the Royals here, because it's so important to have a great baseball team.
I hope so, too. Steve, I hope more than you know that the Royals stay here in Kansas City, Missouri proper. I really do.
Go ahead, Steve. You had something else?
All right. No, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to
and
you.
To you.
By the way, the Chiefs' move to Kansas has just made the NBC Nightly News. It's a big story.
It is.
You know, and say what you want. You know, my preference is that the Royals remain out at Kauffman Stadium. I've said that for a long time. I still think that's a great location. You're right.
Not
it's probably not going to happen.
The mayor today specifically said a downtown stadium.
Yeah.
That their focus right now, as much as they wish this hadn't happened, that their focus is retaining the Royals for a downtown stadium.
But if the Chiefs were to move, and obviously they did, the idea of a dome, and I couldn't care less, as long as it's roughly within the 435 loop or circle, whatever you want to call it. The fact that we're getting a dome, and I pray, because I hate AstroTurf, I'm hoping that they have the field where you can pull it out of the stadium, let it get some sunlight, some rain, and then put it back in on a Sunday or whatever.
They get to architect this any way they want, Scott.
That's right.
Clean slate.
But here's the best news of it all. If we end up with a dome, which Clark Hunt seemed to indicate with his interview with the fans, Bob Fesco, is their preference, that means we're going to get Final Fours. Don't think for a New York minute we're not getting a Super Bowl.
Perhaps Super Bowl, 100%
Lamar Hunt
final.
Named I know the Super Bowl.
I know 100% a Final Four,
without question. And keep in mind, and we went over this, believe it was Thursday or Friday of last week. Indianapolis has the Super Bowl coming up, I believe. They get it back in 3 years. There's only so many places in this country where you can host a Super Bowl. And you're either in warm climates, Miami, Southern California, or you are in a dome. And Minneapolis gets a Super Bowl. Detroit gets a Super Bowl. New Orleans gets a Super Bowl because they have domes. We will have a dome in the next 6 years. And I guarantee you, within the next decade, Kansas City gets a Super Bowl. Without question. David, you get the last word. David, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing
it. Are you turning left,
well.
David?
Down to Texas right now.
Okay.
I'm a Jackson County resident, and I had two things to say. One, you guys were talking earlier about the growth around that stadium. But if you remember right, when the Chiefs came to Arrowhead, their product was not really that great, okay? Honestly, we went through some really lean years there through the 70s and the 80s until – Marty and Carl Peterson came in and started filling the stadium, but there was not we lost Joe Delaney in the 70s. That was a harsh thing for the club, but they weren't competitive, you know? And so that area around there probably didn't grow. I mean, you got to have the product. Now they've got the product. That's why they were able to go to Kansas, you know? They won some Super Bowls. So that was just a kind of a defense of the area around there not getting grown. And then also, I think the money is on the other side. The Chiefs had to go because I agree. They need stuff around there to do once people leave, they can make revenue at that, and the Chiefs need to own that. So I imagine you said Clark Hunt owns 40%. I imagine he'll start buying that through the time, and he'll end up – I think the Chiefs will end up owning all the what they get involved with out there, and it kind of brings the name up so that they can even make money off that in that area too. You know, the hotels and things that they're going to have out there.
Dave, thank you for the call. Yeah, absolutely.
The entertainment district, for it to work for the Chiefs, would have to be owned by the Chiefs. Otherwise, they're just going
to
assume...
They called it the entertainment district to end all entertainment districts.
Well, that might be a little
Bill,
much.
Baby Bill.
Build them, they'll come. He died today, Chris Ray. Died today at the age of 74. Birthdays today, Meghan Trainor is 32. Ray Fiennes is 63. Diane Sawyer is 80, and Rick Nielsen, the guitarist for Cheap Trick, is 77. On behalf of our producer today, Jason, nice job, young man. Well done.
Thank you.
My good friend and co-host, Data Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.